This week in the Missouri Senate, review work completed on the fiscal year 2024 state operating budget.
We do look at every line item on the budget.
This next week in the Missouri State Senate will be a really big week.
The Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee spent part of last week reviewing the version of the budget sent by the Missouri House of Representatives earlier this month. Senator Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg serves on this panel. He says he likes the I-70 improvement plan that is in the current Missouri Senate version of the budget.
What the Senate position was is that we would expand I-70 all the way from basically Wentzville to Kansas City. This is something that I think will improve traffic flow along that route.
Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County adds, crafting the budget is the legislature's only constitutional requirement.
Put together the budget. In the state of Missouri, we have to have a balanced budget. So we work very, very hard to make sure that we're meeting all of our basic needs and obligations.
I ask that you recognize the senator from Green.
Approximately 12 hours were spent not only on the 13 bills that comprise the fiscal year 2024 state operating budget, but also the remaining supplemental appropriations measure for the current fiscal year. Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield chairs the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee. He says House Bill 2 appropriates state funding for the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. Senator Huff also says this includes funding school transportation.
That was something that for the first time in almost 20 years was initiated last year, was met with significant positive feedback from both rural and urban districts.
But Senator Carla May of St. Louis, who also serves on the panel, says she does not agree with the idea of removing diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI funding, included in the budget.
And it's going to make businesses question their own practices. We're in a global economy right now. It's not about one culture. We're in a global economy.
Missouri Senate House Conference Committees are expected to spend time next week working out a compromise on the next budget. The fiscal year 2024 state operating budget has to be sent to the governor no later than 6 p.m. on Friday, May 5th.
Senate substitute for House Committee substitute for
Wednesday afternoon and evening were dedicated to initiative petition reform. House Joint Resolution 43 would ask voters to modify provisions for constitutional amendments. Senator Andrew Koenig is from Manchester.
The 4-7s would not apply if we wanted to propose something and just send it as a referendum.
During discussion, Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City says she believes there is a reason for the increased use of initiative petitions.
The reason our citizens have used the initiative petition process is because some of the issues that are important to Missourians, we haven't given them those things.
Thursday morning, Missouri senators sent a new version of House Joint Resolution 43 to the Missouri House of Representatives for their consideration.
House Bill number 402 be taken up.
Also this week, Missouri senators spent time on House Bill 402. Senator Elaine Gannon of DeSoto handles this measure in the upper chamber. She tells her colleagues this proposal seeks to modify provisions relating to hospitals.
Established by the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021 to address the growing concern over rural hospital closures.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City says the Show Me State has seen a growing number of rural hospitals close in recent years.
It can be a very helpful distinction for certain rural hospitals who elect to be designated as that kind of hospital.
Also Thursday morning, the Missouri Senate sent House Bill 402 back to the Missouri House of Representatives.
Until 4 p.m. Monday, May 1st.
The final 2 weeks of session will start on Monday.
Favor of that motion.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan. First.